Prophet lifted the shotgun's lanyard from around his neck and dropped the gun on the floor a few feet in front of him.
Now the rifle, and your sidearm.
Prophet did as he was told. He glanced over his right shoulder to see Hector Ferran keeping his cocked Colt aimed at Prophet's head.
How many more of you are there, Señor Prophet?
There's gotta be several more upstairs.
A Yankee redhead whose freckled face he recognized as the American outlaw, Red Barker, moved slowly toward Prophet, along with a fat Mexican who'd also been in the room.
How many are there? Hell, you're surrounded.
Best to let them think they were badly outgunned. Nervous men were distracted men, and easier to kill.
Posse? Rurales? Cavalry?
He lunged for the gun in the fat man's hand. They hit the ground, and Prophet snaked the pistol up. He only managed to clip the ear of the man he'd been aiming at, Red Barker, who triggered his own pistol as he clamped a hand over his bloody ear. He re-cocked the pistol as he swung it toward Prophet.
Now you die!
Prophet tried to raise his own gun again, but the fat Max grabbed Prophet's wrist. Prophet winced and cast his horrified gaze at Barker. The redhead's freckled, blue-eyed face acquired a confused expression. Pale, web-like fingers of smoke wafted in the doorway behind the now sagging Barker, gently waving this way and that.
Mierda!
Ferran leapt back, raising his own Colt toward the door in which a dusky figure now appeared, hazel eyes blazing. Barker was shot dead, as was the fat Mex struggling with Prophet. Ferran was thrown across a low table while triggering his pistol into the ceiling. The brains of the outfit hit the floor on the table's other side.
Mierda! Spare me! Por favor! Oh God, please spare me!
The dusky figure clad in deer skins and wearing a red sash around its trim waist stepped fluidly into the room, rocking the silver-chased Colt in and aiming again at Ferran, cowering against the back wall flanking the desk.
To give you the information you were seeking from my partner, in a none too polite way, I'll tell you that there is only one more assailant, Senior Ferran.
Prophet hauled himself to his feet and looked back at Ferran, who was clutching his right bloody shoulder and staring at the person who'd just entered the smoky, shadowy room. Ferran's pointed chin jutted as he dropped his lower jaw, his brown eyes white-ringed with befuddlement.
You? Señorita Batista?
The name's not Leona Batista, amigo. The name's Bonaventure.
She glanced at Prophet.
I ride with this big ugly lummox when I'm in the mood for suffering his poor hygiene and bad jokes.